Now, I'm going to ask you a few more questions about March 31st, the night that you spoke to Khartoum. When you spoke with Khartoum, you spoke to him directly, correct?
Yes.
And he indicated his little girl was missing, didn't he?
No, he didn't say that his girl was missing. He said, "Did I see his daughter?"
Okay.
And I didn't see.
Okay. Now, when you talked to Mr. Parrish, you mentioned that you knew that there was a community search going on. Was it at that time?
No, I don't remember, but when the father came, just the father, no one else.
Okay. When do you remember seeing the helicopter?
I don't remember what time, but that was in night time.
Was it the night you talked to Khartoum, or the night that the police came to your house?
I don't remember. That was a couple of nights that helicopter was searching.
Okay. And because you heard the helicopter, you knew that. Tell me what that said to you. What did that mean to you?
I don't know.
When you spoke with Mr. Parrish, didn't you indicate that meant that there was a community search going on with the girl?
So actually, it's just the word of mouth is in the community. We don't even know who was missing until his father came and asked.
Okay. So may I repeat that back to you to make sure I understand? Is that okay?
Yes.
So before you talked to Khartoum on March 31st, you already knew through word of mouth in the community that some little girl was missing.
Okay, let the clear party that I can do hang back on the hand. The thing never did you put them in the bag. Yes. Yes, before that.
Okay.
Before Khartoum came. I heard about that in front of word of mouth.
Okay. See, I'm glad I asked because I misunderstood that.
Yeah, it's just a word of mouth and we don't even know who was missing.
Okay. Had you heard the helicopters at that point?
Helicopter, yeah. Yes. Yes, and the police that came. And around the South Park there was a police.
Okay, that sounds really serious and sort of scary.
I don't know, it wasn't scare me because I didn't know anything.
Okay, did it worry you that a member of your community, a little girl, was missing?
No. I don't know anything about it, and it's not my business.
Okay. And you didn't do anything to help look for her, did you?
No.
And you didn't even go downstairs to see if Isar had seen anything or if he was even around? But when the police came to talk to you the next night, you told Mr. Parrish you were worried that one of your roommates wasn't home, right?
by you, right? I mean, Kuala or the Hebrew name, the Uba, the Nako, the man. Yeah, that was after the police. In my country, we are scared of the police.
Okay. And so why was it important that the police were there and one of your roommates wasn't? How? Why did that scare you?
Okay, I come in the police lepeni, the people who were at Uba, and the bayou, Do you mean the police came and I was worried about what?
You just told me that you were worried that Isar wasn't home and that you were scared of the police. I'm asking how those related.
You're misstating his testimony.
Excuse me, Judge, I'm sorry.
You are misstating that, though. He said he was afraid of the police in his country. He hasn't said anything about it here.
It's not that I worry about him, but the police was asking how many people are living in the house. So I'm responsible to tell the police the truth, that how many people are living in the house.
Okay. And the judge just pointed out something that was a mistake of mine. You just testified that in your country and your background, you're very scared of the police in your country.
Police and soldier too.
Back in 2008, how did that make you feel about the police being in your home here in the United States?
The interpreter is not clear that he said, but I would say exactly what he said. He said when the police came in the house in 2008, I'm kind of scared, but for real, I'm not scared. And yes, I'm scared. I was worried. But actually, I'm not worried.
Okay.
That's my sense.
So would it be fair to say that you were scared, but not as much as if you were in your former country?
No, I wasn't that scared.
Okay. Now, I have just a couple more questions. You had told me that Sir Nomu had been in your apartment at least a couple of times, correct?
Yes, way before that.
Okay. What did she do when she came into your house?
No, he just kind of played around and sometimes I carry her as you know, we are very friendly.
Okay, so sometimes you played with her and interacted with her?
Yes. I love her as my little sister. Yeah, especially we living in the rural area, in the countryside. We're more friendly.
Okay, how many times do you think that she came over and you guys played together?
Yeah, I think one or two times, I don't remember exactly. I don't keep track of that.
Okay, did you see her playing out and around the South Park complex too?
Yeah, most of the time, you know, I don't spend my daytime in at the apartment place. Because once in a while, once in a while or hardly ever, I saw her play around.
Did you ever see Isar playing with Sonamu?
No. I don't pay attention.
Okay.